This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Ukraine's President Zelensky is calling the Russians inhuman after a missile hit a crowded train station in eastern Ukraine that was an evacuation point for civilians, killing dozens of people. Russia denies targeting the train station, and it's saying more this morning.
A Kremlin spokesman says Russia has suffered major troop casualties during its six-week military operation in Ukraine. Dmitry Peskov has told Sky News that, yes, we have significant losses of troops, and it's a huge tragedy for us. Peskov also hinted the fighting might be over in the foreseeable future, telling the broadcaster Russian troops were doing their best to bring an end to that operation. After failing to take Ukraine's capital, Russia has shifted its focus to the Donbas, a mostly Russian-speaking industrial region in eastern Ukraine, where Moscow-backed rebels have been fighting Ukrainian forces for 8 years and control some areas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This afternoon, President Biden will welcome Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the White House now that the Senate's confirmed her nomination to the Supreme Court.
Ketanji Brown Jackson confirmed as the Supreme Court's first black female justice.
A joyous day, an inspiring day.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer pumped his fists as the Senate chamber cheered. Just three Republicans voted for Jackson, with Ted Cruz, among others, blasting her as soft on crime and as a far-left activist seeking to remake America from the bench. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Tiger Woods says he's good heading into the second round of the Masters.
I'm right where I need to be.
A car crash shattered his leg last year. The price of gas is $4.13 a gallon this morning, down 8 cents in a week. This is AP News. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is suing to make sure the right to an abortion stays in place in Michigan, even if Roe v. Wade is overturned.
Michigan's governor has filed a lawsuit seeking to strike down a 1931 Michigan law that's still on the books, banning abortions except to save the mother's life. It has not been enforced since the Supreme Court ruled on Roe v. Wade in 1973, but it could take effect if the landmark ruling is vacated. The preemptive lawsuit also asks the 6th Judicial Circuit Court to recognize the right to an abortion under due process and equal protection clauses in the state's constitution. Whitmer told the Associated Press it was crucial to take this action to secure a right that's been available for 49 years. I'm Jennifer King.
Two Florida theme parks have announced plans to build affordable housing in the Orlando area. It's become increasingly difficult for lower-wage workers to find places to live there. The lack of affordable housing has been a concern for years, given the traditional lower wages associated with tourism. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.